Since we became aware of the threat to global oil supplies of peak oil, we've read the newspapers in a completely different way. And the things that we actually pay attention to in the newspapers are not the things that we would have ever noticed before. For example, here's an article on China's drought that's happening at the moment. And this jumps out as a potential threat to supply of oil, and it could be one of the things that could have quite a sharp effect on our oil prices, our petrol prices here, right here in our valley. China's most severe drought in half a century is now causing them a lot of challenges. Chinese officials have become increasingly concerned that low rainfall will lead to the most severe power shortages in the world's second largest economy since 2004, and it will be threatening industries such as steel mills and aluminium smelters when the economy is showing signs of slowing. The State Grid Corps warned there might be a shortfall of 30 gigawatts during summer. The increased need, so what they're doing is they are increasing, instead of being able to use hydroelectricity, which is the way they were generating all that electricity, they are now looking at requiring refiners to import more oil to try and make up some of the deficit from hydropower when the drought is on. So this is adding to the growing oil demand from the world's largest energy consumer. It's not something we think of every day, is it? China's oil demand. China's oil demand has risen by 300,000 barrels a day to make up for lost hydropower generation. That's a lot of extra oil. And there's also a lot of people who are really facing very serious issues about drinking water supplies. About 4 million people have inadequate drinking water supplies in China because of this drought at the moment. So the oil supply, we will continue to watch this. China and India are increasingly competing very hard for oil supply in global markets, and Australia is quite a small player in that game, but we have to buy our oil supply in the same market that China is buying it in, and when their hydro power runs low because of their dams being in severe drought, which is probably a climate-caused effect, will come back on us too. So we do need to think local, but we also need to be aware of what the big global issues are that will make a difference to our lives here in our valley.